It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. That line is pollsters flummoxed by New Hampshire primary. Only there was someone that could help unflummox us. What? Quest, who is it?
The proprietor of BradBlog.com, Brad Freak.
Hey, he's an expert on all this sort of folderol. Good morning, Brad Friedman.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. How are you, dear?
I'm good. Are you flummoxed by the New Hampshire results?
I am flummoxed. I've been up all night, and so I may sound flummoxed, but but I have been listening to the show, and so it sounds like Chris and I may need to have it out here a little bit.
Bring it.
Well, he needs to bring it. I want to know his questions, because I'll tell you this. Everyone's talking about numbers. All the pollsters, they're all turning contortions and backflips to try to explain. Here's a number, 80%. That is the number of ballots in New Hampshire that have never been counted or examined by anybody.
That's a problem.
Is that a problem?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Then so far, Chris, we're doing well.
Yeah.
We're all getting along.
See, isn't that nice? Well, never mind my big butt. The point here is that we need to count the ballots. And while everybody is running around, you know, trying to figure out, oh, geez, what went wrong with the polls, I think I heard Stephanie mention this earlier. Chris Matthews had sort of let slip that, in fact, their internal exit polls, and people need to understand, the exit polls that we see, if you go to MSNBC or CNN or wherever, those are adjusted to match the final results. That's what they do when they release those numbers.
That seems to defeat the purpose.
It sure is one of the problems that we had going back to 2004. CNN had let out the unadjusted exit poll numbers, and that saw that Kerry had won in state after state.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the stuff you're seeing is the stuff that Chris Matthews was talking about, and I put the video up actually to go here at Brad Blog, because he says we had internal exit polls during the day, people walking out of the polls showing a significant victory for Obama.
So it matched the pre-election polling, the exit polls did.
That's what he seemed to be indicating. Now, that may or may not be true. The problem is, we may have every vote counted accurately for all I know. I'm not suggesting it was rigged. What I'm saying is we've got a situation where we've got Diebold voting machines, this great company, counting 80% of the ballots secretly with no human beings actually going in for any kind of audit whatsoever.
Somebody called earlier and said that Obama had won the paper ballot precincts and that the Diebold machines.
He went
to Hillary, really?
Yeah, there was, in fact, a total of a 7, about 5 points to Hillary and 2 points away from Obama. So for a total of about 7 points in the hand-counted areas in New Hampshire.
And Brad, let me just say, first of all, you and I are people that just, like many, many Americans, we just care about election integrity. I would be having this discussion if it were on the Republican. I just think people want to feel confident in their election system. I mean, as I've said many times, I'd be thrilled with an Obama or a Clinton president. Not a Republican, so it's not. I'm just curious about this.
That's exactly the issue, and this is really troubling because I frankly don't dog in the hunt. I've seen all kinds of things that I'm a sore loser because my guy Obama didn't win. Obama is not my guy. Let me make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
The voters are my guy. I think somebody needs to stand up for them. And so, yeah, I think it's absolutely insane. We are 10 days. It feels like 10 years. 10 days now into this election year, and you've got these Democrats who are sort of turning on each other, saying, oh, this is crazy. Why do you want these ballots to be counted? I mean, what are they thinking? My friend Marcos from Daily Coast, he beats me up this morning in the Daily Dallas Morning News. He calls me some sort of a crackpot or something. And I'm just wondering, what are they going to do if Hillary, for example, is the nominee in November? They go in, she's got a 10-point, and she loses by 5 points. And everybody's going to say what? Oh, the polls showed something went wrong? No, they're going to point back and they're going to say, look, the same thing happened in New Hampshire. It's the polls that are no good. The machines are just fine.
And I think Chris Matthews asked the question yesterday, why were the polls dead on accurate in Iowa? Why were the exit polls accurate? Why you know what I mean? And why were it in every single case, in every candidate in New Hampshire except for Hillary? It just seems
right.
odd.
On both the Republican and the Democratic side. Now, there could be, in fact, an anomaly here. But it's amazing that, you know, if you watch the, you know, the cable news networks everywhere, they won't talk, you know, they're trying to figure out what could it possibly be.
He said it is simply unprecedented for so many polls to have been so wrong. We need to know why. So
that's
even
right.
The polling directors are asking the questions.
It's unprecedented except for every 4 years.
Is that Rick Overton?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Hey, it's my buddy Rick. Hey, good.
Morning to you, brother.
Thank you, sir. You know, it's the elephant in the living room here is these machines. Let me be clear. These are the exact same Diebold machines that you see hacked before your very eyes
mm-hmm.
in the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't care that there's a paper ballot. I do care. I'm delighted there's a paper ballot.
It's just that we always rush to go, the polls are wrong. And it's like, well, wait a minute. If the polls are wrong, then they would be wrong everywhere. Right? It was like the John Kerry stuff. Then
right.
Why weren't they wrong everywhere?
And furthermore, if the election results are right, terrific. Let's show that. Let's count the ballots. Let's find out that there's nothing in this particular case to worry about. But when you've got machines that you know are hackable,
mm-hmm.
The Sunday New York Times Magazine last Sunday, the cover story was an exploding voting booth with a warning label that said, warning, your vote may be lost, mutilated, destroyed, hacked, etc. It was the New York Times cover story. Now, 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, I guess, they were writing stories that Brad Friedman was a left-wing conspiracy theory blogger or something, and now it's their cover story.
Right.
You know, and 2 days later, there's an election, you know, on these very same machines run by a single private company who controls the entire process out in New England. It's LHS Associates, a terrible company. They make Diebold look like upstanding individuals. And as a matter of fact, the guy, the marketing director, we just got a story that broke late last night showing that the marketing director for this fine, upstanding company was convicted of narcotics trafficking in 1990.
Nice.
And he is controlling, believe me, if you have the memory cards for these systems, and they have the memory cards for these systems, you can control the whole thing. This guy has said on air, he has said, I don't care that much about laws. He has admitted that he's taken memory cards out of his pocket and put them into machines in the middle of elections. So, did something go on here? I have no idea. Let's find out. Count the ballots.
So what you're saying is that the exit poll discrepancy is kind of a red herring. What really needs to be paid attention to is the integrity of these voting machines.
Well, the integrity of the voting machines, absolutely. And the way you do that is transparency, keeping an eye on the chain of custody. If you're going to use these god-awful machines, then you've got to do something to assure that they're accurate by, you know, doing a random audit of a certain percentage. There's
right.
no audit going on out there.
Right. Well, I know there's a lot of people concerned, and I think that's a really good point. You know, even Hillary fans out there, you know what? If you don't want this to happen to her... If she's the nominee, you know.
And you don't want this to happen week after week after week. You've got to understand that you have to have transparency, and we have to know when we have an election that the winner won and the loser lost. She might have come up with some, you know, fabulous, who knows how she did it, come from behind victory.
Well, John Zogby said the 18% of New Hampshire voters who reported making up their minds on Tuesday is just an unprecedented number, and it I guess could be accurate, you know, but...
Those people who made up their mind in the last 3 days were breaking in favor of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can believe the polls, we can discount the polls. Here's something we can believe. The actual voter intent as reflected on the paper ballot to be counting when we have elections. And the notion, and sorry, like I said, I've been up all night
That's
and
all right.
reading things, and, you know, the notion that I'm the crackpot because I'm suggesting that we count ballots in an election is absolutely astounding, and it's fostering this culture of fear.
You know, Chris Matthews.
Can't even ask questions.
Yeah, I mean, and Chris Matthews, at least, you know, you got to give him credit, was asking the questions just in terms of, you know, like, why would you, I said, which I don't kind of, maybe I'm naive, I don't know why you would, he said, why would you lie after the fact? about who you voted for.
Absolutely right. Look, exit polls time and again have been accurate, you know, for time, well, I was going to say time immemorial. That may be an overstatement.
Yeah.
But they're accurate, and they're used to determine if there was fraud in an election.
Now, oh, we use it around the world to try to gauge election
not
fraud.
Not only do we use it, but we use the very same company, this Matovsky Edison Group. Mind you, they're the ones who ran the exit polls back in 2004, who then subsequently came out and said, oh, we got the exit polls completely wrong. We did a terrible job. Naturally, the media has turned around and hired them again to do the polling this year in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
But incidentally, they were also the same company that did the exit polling in Ukraine, which was the indication to George Bush and Colin Powell that there was monkey business in Ukraine, because they saw that the exit polls did not match up with the results, that the challenger should have won instead of the incumbent who was announced the winner.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened, a month after our November 2004 election, Bush and Powell were screaming that this was a sign of fraud, when the same thing here by the same company, and a larger disparity in the polls, by the way, they said, oh, the polls are wrong. Let's get it straight, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Brad, you're doing the Lord's work. Bradblog.com. Check it out. He always has great stuff. Thank you so much for taking time for us, honey.
Bless you, dear.
Bless
see you.
All right. There he
see
goes.
You,
Brad from the Brad Blog. Brad Friedman. 44 minutes
he
after
I,
the hour.
Yeah, I thought we would.
I know. I'm so disappointed.
We agreed on our first point, so that was
it's
it.
It's primary season. Fight, 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 fight. All right. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.